From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. 12 people are confirmed dead and 31 wounded in a shooting rampage at Fort Hood in Texas. Lieutenant General Bob Cohn, speaking at Fort Hood earlier today, described what happened.
A shooter entered what we call the soldier readiness facility, where soldiers who are preparing to deploy go for last-minute medical checkups and dental treatment, etc. Shooter opened fire and essentially, due to the quick response of the police forces, was killed.
We know more about that shooter now. He was a U.S. soldier, and FBI officials have confirmed his name, Major Malik Nidal Hassan. We believe that he was an Army psychiatrist. Two additional suspects, also soldiers, were apprehended. President Obama called the shootings a horrific outburst of violence, and he said his thoughts and prayers were with the wounded.
These are men and women who have made the selfless and courageous decision to risk and at times give their lives to protect the rest of us on a daily basis. It's difficult enough when we lose these brave Americans in battles overseas. It is horrifying that they should come under fire at an Army base on American soil.
The president was speaking in Washington this afternoon about the shootings. We're going to hear now from Fort Hood and reporter Erica Aguilar of member station KUT. Erica, I understand that we're waiting for a news conference from the military there. Is the post
That's
still...
That's right.
Yeah, is it still locked down?
The news conference is supposed to start at 5:30. We're still awaiting the Fort Hood commander. He's supposed to give us an update. Now, what we know so far is what you guys know, 12 dead, 31 injured. We do know that there are two other soldiers who are being questioned, but the place remains on lockdown.
This is a huge military post. Give us a sense of the scale of Fort Hood.
Sure. Well, military fort base here is one of the biggest in the United States. You've got right now approximately 55,000 soldiers on base, and that's not including the workforce. And usually on a usual day, you get about 150,000 people on board here. Now, this actually happened on the west side of the base, which ends up being a populated part of the base. It's a part where soldiers can go out to eat. There's also barracks in this area, and this is called the Soldier Readiness Processing Center.
Now, have you heard from any people around the base about this afternoon's attack?
Oh, sure. Spoken to a couple of just community people here, former military, people who've lived here all their lives. They're pretty shocked at what's going on. A lot of them are concerned because they have family members that are on base as well. A lot of them are concerned because Fort Hood is actually a place where multiple deployments have happened before. I usually come out here and do stories, and I've talked to military folks who have been overseas maybe 3, 4, 5 times. And so they're concerned about the psychological state of some of these soldiers that are at Fort Hood.
Okay, well, go see what you can find out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That's reporter Erica Aguilar of member station KUT in Austin. She's speaking to us from Fort Hood in Texas. Fort Hood somewhere between Austin and Waco, I believe.